Today, President Bush took part in a naturalization ceremony for 30 new American citizens from 20 different countries. An official act, but also a symbolic one.
No one should claim that immigrants are a burden on our economy, because the work and enterprise of immigrants helps sustain our economy.
But the presence in the country of an estimated 12 million illegal immigrants is the real subject of debate. And some members of the president's own party are pressing for tougher laws, bigger barriers, and stiff legal penalties for employers who hire illegals. The House has passed a strong bill, and the Senate is talking about it today. And joining us to talk about the political options is NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving. And Ron, first of all, over the weekend, there were big demonstrations about this issue across the country, right?
Huge demonstrations, Madeline. An estimated 200,000, according to police in Los Angeles alone. And there are estimates about that crowd that are twice that high and higher, say 500,000 possibly. Perhaps the largest demonstration on any subject in the United States in years. There were smaller demonstrations in recent days in Phoenix, Chicago, Milwaukee, Dayton, Ohio. And today there's a sizable demonstration going on right now on the West Lawn of the Capitol, where the Senate Judiciary Committee is taking up the matter.
And what is the focal point for these protests?
They're primarily against the House bill that you mentioned. It's H.R. 4437 for those keeping score at home. It would let the current guest worker program expire, put an end to it, essentially, the 10-month guest worker visa program. And there would be much more stringent requirements for employers who would have to verify the legal status of all their workers or face big fines or even jail terms.
And it also includes building a big, big fence, right?
Oh, yes, a big fence. The House bill would have a $2.2 billion appropriation for a 700-mile wall across the Mexican border from Southern California across Arizona, New Mexico, and Texas.
Now, let's talk about those guest worker programs. Very controversial. The president says we need them, and the bills under consideration in the Senate, at least, have them.
Yes, in the main. The key figures in the Senate debate include Arlen Specter, who's the chairman of the Judiciary Committee I mentioned. He wants to have a temporary worker program and to let those who are already here remain in the U.S. so long as they renew their visa every couple of years and keep employed. Specter is trying to get his committee behind that right now, but there are competing bills in his committee. Some would require current temporary workers to go back to their home countries, wherever they're from, and apply for guest worker status from there to get in line, in essence. Others are more interested in beefing up the Border Patrol with military equipment.
And then where do presidential politics fit into all of this?
Oh, they're big in this particular argument. The front runner, John McCain, who's from Arizona and has long been very interested in immigration. He's a friend to immigration. He wants to allow undocumented workers to stay in the country and eventually even get a green card for permanent legal status after 6 years.
And then Bill Frist, a Senate Majority Leader from Tennessee, he's also in the political race as well.
He is a presidential hopeful for 2008, and he has a very different take on this particular bill. His bill is mostly about border enforcement and doesn't address the problem of what to do about people in this country illegally today. The main significance of Mr. Frist's role at this moment, though, is that he is, as you said, the Senate Majority Leader, and that means he's got a lot to say about what bills can actually come to the Senate floor. And he has said that the Senate will start debating some bill on this issue tomorrow, whether Mr. Specter gets a bill out of his committee today or not.
So it looks like it'll be a long night for Mr. Specter's committee?
Yes, it could be an all-nighter. They've already started tackling some tough issues in that committee today, deciding that they won't go along with the House about criminalizing the activity of helping illegal immigrants beyond emergency aid. And they're going to be tackling a lot of other tough issues as the day goes on.
Ron Elving is NPR senior Washington editor. Thank you, Ron.
Thank you, Madeline.